This recording features Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Weinrib, the rabbi of Congregation Shomrei Amunah in Baltimore, Maryland. His topic is Yerushalayim, the physical and the spiritual. In just a few short weeks, we will be celebrating Yom Yerushalayim, the year Tovshin Nun Zayin, which will be 30 years since Yerushalayim was recaptured, and the first time in centuries and centuries that Yerushalayim was under Jewish political control. It's a time to think of Yerushalayim, and to think of what Yerushalayim means at the deepest level to every Jewish person. Yerushalayim, for the Jew, is not just a place, it's much more than the political capital of a nation. Yerushalayim is a concept, Yerushalayim is an idea. I like to think back to when I first began to realize what Yerushalayim was. And when I do so, I go back to my earliest childhood and remember my Zayde, Olav HaShalom, Chaim Yitzchak Weinrib. My Zayde was a Hasidish Yid, a Chorkev Chosid, a Biyana Chosid. And I remember as a little boy that he was, for me, the model of the Mispalo. I used to like to watch how he stood in Davin Shemona Esrei. And he stood very still, he shuckled, he swayed just a little bit. And of course, when it came to the point in Shemona Esrei where one bows to the Kyrios, he bowed the way one is supposed to. But for the rest of the Shemona Esrei, he stood erect. However, I noticed that at one point in the Shemona Esrei, and it wasn't at the point where my childhood teachers told me to bow, he would give a little bow. And I noticed that several times, and I remember going over to him once after he had finished Shemona Esrei, and saying to him, Zayde, why do you bow somewhere after the first Krios, but certainly before Modim, you seem to bow? He told me an interesting thing. He bowed, but just so slightly, by the bracha v'li Yerushalayim ircha barachamim toshuv, the bracha when we ask that God in His mercy return to Yerushalayim. And he taught me something then. He taught me that the Maharil, one of the leaders of Ashkenazic Jewry in the beginnings of the history of Ashkenazic Jewry, would bow by the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. And that indeed, this minhag went back before the Maharil to the Maharam Meirutenberg. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, you will find that the Mechaber and the Ramah do not suggest that we bow at that point. Indeed, they feel that one should bow only at those points that Chazal have instituted Kriya bowing. The Mishneh Berurah does say, quoting the Mogen Avraham, that one can bow, but just a little bit. What's the bowing at that point for Yerushalayim? The bowing, my Zayde told me, was how can a Yid not bow when Yerushalayim is mentioned? How can a Yid not feel the yoke of Golos and the urge to return to Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, of course, appears in our tefillos, in every tefillah that we pray. There's a prayer for Yerushalayim. If not for Yerushalayim, Yircha Barachman Toshuv, then V'sechzeno Einenu B'shuvucho L'tzion Barachman. The Jew hopes to see the day when the Shechina and the Jewish people will return in their entirety to Yerushalayim and to all that Yerushalayim means. A Birchas HaMozon is not a Birchas HaMozon unless mention is made of Yerushalayim. Uvnei Yerushalayim Mircha, a prayer for the building and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim plays many, many roles in our religion. Yerushalayim is a dominant theme in Yahadus. It's a theme in Halacha. Various korbonos, kochim kalim, can only be eaten within the confines of Yerushalayim. Ma'aseh Sheni can only be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. 3 times a year, every Jew was enjoined to go up from wherever he lived to Yerushalayim. Strangely enough, Yerushalayim is not mentioned, at least not explicitly, in Chumash. It's mentioned many, many times in Neviim and Ksuvim. But in Chumash, it's never mentioned by the name Yerushalayim. But it is alluded to. Of course, it is that place, the Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, that place which the Torah speaks of as the place which God has chosen, which God will choose. But Yerushalayim is mentioned elsewhere, besides as the Mokom Asher Yivchar. And this begins to bring us to what I would like to talk about, and that is the duality of Yerushalayim, the two aspects of Yerushalayim. We find, of course, the first mention of Yerushalayim by the Akedah. Avraham Avinu brings Yitzchak Avinu to the Har HaMoriah. He is bringing him to Yerushalayim. We find Yerushalayim again when Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, whom Chazal identify as Shem, the son of Noach, the king of Sholem. Sholem is also Yerushalayim. The Medrash says, Avraham Koro Oso Yireh. Avraham called the mountain upon which the Beis HaMikdash was built, the epicenter of Yerushalayim, by the word Yireh or Yiroh, to see or to fear. Shenemar Vayikro Avraham Shem Hamokom Hahu Hashem Yireh. Shem, meaning Malki Tzedek, the Medrash says, Koro Oso Sholem. He called the same place, not by the name Yirah or Yireh, fear or vision, but rather by the name Sholem, whole, complete, or peaceful. Shenemar Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Avram saw in Yerushalayim, saw, literally, with his great vision, that Yerushalayim would be both a place of awe, of great respect, of great power, and also a place where people would come to see and be seen. Hence the relationship between Yerushalayim and the word Yorei or Yireh. Shem saw in Yerushalayim peace, tranquility, the ultimate harmony of the universe. The Medrash goes on to say, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Ribono Shel Olam, blessed be He, said, Hareini Kore Oso Yerushalayim. I will take the Yirah and the Sholem and blend them, and hence the name Yerushalayim. Kemoshe Koru Shnehem Yirah Sholem Yerushalayim. So there are two aspects then to Yerushalayim, Yireh and Sholem. Fear and peace, awe and harmony. Whereas Yerushalayim is never, the name Yerushalayim is never spelled out in Chumash, but throughout Neviim and Ksuvim it appears numerous, numerous times. And one time is in one of the Shir HaMalason, Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Chof Ches, Psalms 128. If you pay careful attention to the words, you will see both themes, the themes of Yireh Yiro and the theme of Sholem Shalom, coming out in these psukim. Ashrei kol Yirei Hashem, Shir HaMalos, Ashrei kol Yirei Hashem, HaHolech B'drochov. Blessed be every Yirei Hashem, fearer of God. Etc. Hine ki chein yevorach gover yirei Hashem, he who fears God. Yevorechecho Hashem mitzion Ure'ei betuv Yerushalayim kol yemei chayecha. Hence, Yira, Yira, Yerushalayim. The pasuk continues, Ure'ei vonim levonecha, shalom al Yisrael. The combination, Yerushalayim's ability to bring about seeing, fearing, and also peace and harmony. So there are two aspects to Yerushalayim, and it would certainly behoove us to try to understand what these two aspects represent and how they can be brought together into some integrated, connected whole. I would like to share with you a beautiful thought by a very great thinker of our age, Rabbi Shlomo Volbe Shlita. Rav Volbe is one of the great Musar teachers of our times. He is also one of the greatest educational philosophers of our time. And he wrote a little booklet just a few short years ago called Zriya Uvinyan Bechinuch, Planting and Building in Education. Now his is a book about education and the educational process. And he points out that in Chazal, in Tanakh, in our greatest writers, we often find metaphors, symbols, mishalim, drawn from the field of architecture, building, binyan. And sometimes we find metaphors drawn from the world of agriculture, zriya, planting. He focuses, as every great gadol in Musar will certainly focus, on the opening phrase of the great classic Mesilas Yeshurim, which begins, Yesod HaChasidus, the foundation of piety, Vishoresh HaAvodo HaTmima, and the root of perfect worship, and then goes on. We are accustomed to reading those words very superficially. But Rabbi Volbe forces us to pay attention. Yesod, foundation, and Shoresh, root. Notice, he said, how the Ramchal, the great Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, was so careful with the opening words of his book to draw one symbol from the world of architecture, Yesod, a foundation, and the other word, a symbol drawn from the field of agriculture, of botany, shoresh, a root. Because the person has two aspects. Part of the person is the building of the person, the physical part of the person, the natural part of the person, the temperament of the person. And then there's the part of the person that's best represented by growth, not by building. And that is that part which grows forward from interaction with others, which develops over time, which changes over time and transforms and comes into blossom. And a good educator has to pay attention to those parts of the student which are fundamental, which are part of the equipment, which should be the basis of all of him. And on the other hand, a good educator must pay attention to his growth, to his changing over time, to the sensitivity that each of us has to the seasons of the year, to the weather, to the temperament, to our own inner growth. I would like to take this idea of Rav Volbe a bit further and point out that throughout Tanakh we have this comparison of growth from the plant world and building in the physical architectural world. For example, the Navi Yirmiyahu is charged by the Ribono Shel Olam, Livnos Vilintoa, to build and to plant. One place where we find this duality in a most striking way is in Shemona Esrei. When the Jew davens in Shemona Esrei and prays for the future, for the ultimate future and destiny of Am Yisrael, he does not just utter one bracha. He utters two. One is, V'lirushalayim ircha barachamim toshuv,
Uvenei Osa, Bonei Yerushalayim. He asks that Yerushalayim be built, drawing the imagery from the world of architecture, calling upon the imagery of walls and turrets and citadels and temples. But then he goes on to utter another bracha. Estzemach David Avdecha b'mheiro satzmiach. May God bring forth and blossom the blossom of David HaMelech. Matzmiach Yeshua. May he cause salvation to grow in an organic way, calling upon the imagery of plants and farms and forests and meadows. And that is because our vision of the ultimate Yerushalayim and of the ultimate Geula is a vision which has two parts, Binyan and Tzmicha, physical development as well as organic growth. Yerushalayim has been for the Jew for hundreds of years, for thousands of years, a source of binyan, a source of permanence, a foundation, and it has also been for him a tzemicha, a source for inner growth, for spiritual growth. How? In what ways is Yerushalayim a binyan? Yerushalayim has been a binyan even when it was physically destroyed, because it was permanent. Immediately after the destruction of the Second Temple, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted a whole range of halachic practices for one reason, and that is Mehero Yiboneh Beis HaMikdash, because he hoped that any moment, any year, any month, Yerushalayim would be rebuilt. And these halachic practices have laid the groundwork of permanence. The Jew never experienced Yerushalayim as being gone forever, only as being temporarily missing. The indomitable presence of Yerushalayim, the invincible presence of Yerushalayim, is to be found in the fact that every tefillah contains a reference to Yerushalayim, that every time we sit down and eat a good meal, we conclude the meal by thanking God and thanking Him for Yerushalayim and praying for its rebuilding. That every Jewish couple, under their chuppah, under the marital canopy, remembers Yerushalayim with ashes on the head of the groom, with prayers that Yerushalayim not be forgotten. Indeed, Yerushalayim is always al rosh simchosenu, at the very beginning, at the very pinnacle of our marriage celebrations. Every Pesach Seder concludes with the prayer of Lashana Habor B'Yerushalayim, and every closing service on Yom Kippur, every Ne'ilah, concludes with a prayer for Yerushalayim. Every synagogue in the world faces Yerushalayim. If it's to the east of Yerushalayim, it faces west, and if it's to the west of Yerushalayim, it faces east. All of these customs, all of these laws, emphasize that Yerushalayim is a binyan, is a fortress, is a mainstay, is a source of permanence, a source of eternal security. The stones of Yerushalayim are always there. Hine zeh omed achar koslenu. We believe that the Ribono shel Olam's Shechina is always behind that one wall, that one powerful building of stone that remains and remains and remains and remained throughout all of our exile, and remains to this very moment. Baruch Hashem. But there's something about all of this which is static. It's Yerushalayim in a place, Yerushalayim that we turn to, but not necessarily Yerushalayim that causes change in us. So then we come to the other aspect of Yerushalayim, and that is the Tzemicha, the Matzmiach Yeshua, the Tzemach David, Yerushalayim as a bud, as a seed which is planted within us and which grows and flourishes and makes every Jew who he or she is. Before we spoke of the static Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim of Binyan. Now we're moving on to speak of the dynamic Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim that lives inside the heart of every Jew, that makes him bow when he reaches the bracha in Shemona Esrei of Yerushalayim Ircha Barachamim Toshuv. The Yerushalayim not of history, but the Yerushalayim which brings one to imagine a future, the productive Yerushalayim. I often like to think of the grass that grows on the Kosel. Every picture of the Kosel shows the weeds, the grass that grows in the crevices between the rocks. And that grass, to me, symbolizes the tzmicha component, the growth component, which goes together with the wall. It's not just a wall, it's a living wall. And the grass symbolizes that vitality, that vibrance, that life. Ki mitzion teitzei soro devar Hashem Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not just something we look toward, but Yerushalayim reaches us to us. Even in our diaspora, even when we are occupying the far-flung corners of the earth, Yerushalayim reaches out to us. Its Torah reaches out to us. Indeed, in ancient times, no matter where the Jews lived, the calendar was determined by the witnesses who appeared in front of the great court in Yerushalayim. So that the calendar, the very central temporal focus of the Jew, was made in Yerushalayim. There's a beautiful tshuva in the Sefer Nefesh Chaya from the Kalash Rov, early in the years of this century, when he suggested that there be a central luach, a central calendar, which should be published in Yerushalayim and which should be distributed throughout the world, just to perpetuate the memory of the ancient establishing of the calendar by the Beis Din HaGadol. How symbolic this is of the way Yerushalayim reaches out to us like a tree whose branches extend not just over 10 feet, 20 feet, or 30 feet, but over the thousands of miles, over the oceans and deserts of the world, to every Jew, no matter where he be. There are so many psukim which support this idea of a duality to Yerushalayim, of two aspects to Yerushalayim, the binyan and the tzmicha. Let me illustrate this duality with a pasuk which we say every day in Psukei Dezimra. It's Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Mem Zayin. Shabchi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Halli Elokayich Tzion. Yerushalayim, praise God. Give thanks to your God, Zion. Ki chizak berichesh yoroyich, because he has strengthened the pillars of your gates. Beirach bonayich bekirbech, he has blessed your children within you. This is a metaphor drawn from binyan, from architecture. Berichesh yoroyich, the supports of your gates. But then the pasuk goes on to say, Hasam gevulech shalom, he makes your borders peaceful. Chelev chitim yasbiech, he gives you the most luxurious wheat and makes you fulfilled with it. Wheat, of course, being an image from the plant world. Another example would be the famous pasuk, Yehi shalom b'chelech shalvo b'armanosoyech. Chayil refers to people, natural beings, people who grow. Armon refers to a palace, a castle, something in the world of binyan. When we speak of the Yerushalayim of binyan, the physical Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, the Armon, the great fortress that we all turn to, we have images in our mind of the Kotel, of the walls of Yerushalayim, of the huge stones of the hills. When we think of the spiritual Yerushalayim, we think of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, the great Jewish sages throughout the centuries who have peopled Yerushalayim. Whenever one visits Yerushalayim, sure, one scurries to the Kotel. One offers up prayers to the Ribon Shalom there. But one hasn't seen Yerushalayim if one hasn't walked through its streets and seen its children with their special chen, and spend time with its elders and sages. Anyone who reads of the recent history of Yerushalayim, reads of the great Rabbonim and Talmidei Chachamim, who were so unique and special to Yerushalayim, of Rav Shmuel Salant, who served as the Rav of Yerushalayim for decades and decades and decades, on into the first decades of this century, and of his special wisdom. The old yeshivos of Yerushalayim, which always, always flourished, some very famous, some hardly known, but each one carrying a special piety, a special Torah Eretz Yisrael, which can be duplicated nowhere else. Our images of Yerushalayim always carry the vivid picture of Rav Kook scurrying through its streets, of Rav Herzog holding his weekly Friday shiur, his weekly Friday gathering for all the Rabbonei Yerushalayim to come together and to talk in Torah and to debate and to discuss. Our images of Yerushalayim are the images of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank sitting in his sukkah with the Chachmei Yerushalayim all around him and contributing ideas to his ideas, answers to his questions, questions to his answers. And eventually the book that we have recording those discussions, Mikroi Kodesh. And of course, in recent times, Yerushalayim has the image of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal imprinted at the center, at the focal center of our image of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim must have people, must have tzemach, not just binyan. Part of the beauty of Yerushalayim, however, is that it is, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the ir shechubra lo yachtof, the ir, the city in which ri'iyah and shalom, in which the vision of building and the vision of peace harmonize into one, in which binyan and smicha come together, that's the ir shechubra lo yachtof. As the sainted Mojit Zareba, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, used to say, Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov means it is a city both of Yira and Shalom. That's the Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. Chazal tell us a beautiful, beautiful explanation of the meaning Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. It is an Ir, it is a city, say Chazal, She'ose Kol Yisrael Chaverim, that makes all Jews into friends. Yerushalayim is a place where Jews are not discriminated against. In ancient times, when there was a distinction between the Chover and the Am Haoretz, between two classes of Jews who were distinguished because they had differing commitments, shall we say, to the way they kept the laws of Tumah and Tahara, the laws of ritual purity. And yet, when they came to Yerushalayim for the Chag, those distinctions were negated, and all Yisrael were Chaverim, all Yisrael had the status of Chover, or in simple terms, all Jews were friends. This is the power of Yerushalayim, that it can make all of us into one. It can harmonize us and bring us together. There is a beautiful tefillah, a beautiful prayer, written by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, by the great author of Mesilas Yesharim and numerous, numerous other works. He was possessed with Yerushalayim. He came there, he visited there, he died in Eretz Yisrael, not too far from Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim was a centerpiece of his thought, both his mystical thought and his poetry. He wrote poems about Yerushalayim. And he wrote a prayer about Yerushalayim, which points out that Yerushalayim is referred to in Nevi'im and in Kesuvim as being that place where there is Kuf Vov, Kav, Kav Yinote. Now the word Kav, he points out in this prayer, can mean a line, a long elongated dash, is a kav. The word kuf vov also is at the heart of another word in Hebrew, which does not mean line, but that means to gather together, yikavu hamayim, a an ingathering, a bringing together. And Kav has yet a third meaning, and that is hope. Kavo kivisi, mikvei Yisroel Hashem. It's our hope. And in his prayer, Ramchal mentioned all three aspects of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a line. It is a line that connects the Golos to Eretz Yisrael, that connects all the diaspora to the center of Eretz Yisrael through that line. It is a line which connects every Jew to Yerushalayim. It is a line that we all look toward, and it is a line which reaches out to us. It is a kav. Yerushalayim is also a source of ingathering. It's something that brings us all together. Yikavu hamayim. It's something that brings us all together. It brought us all together for the centuries of our exile by bringing us together in our prayers, so that every Jew was united in praying toward Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was the Tel Talpios, the Tel Shehakol Ponim Lo, the mound which all of us faced. So in that sense, it unified us. And today, Yerushalayim is still the ultimate source of Jewish unity. Yerushalayim is a place that every Jew visits. Every Jewish tourist comes to Yerushalayim. So in that sense, it's a kuf vov hey. It's a coming together, a pool, if you will. But Yerushalayim is above all a place of hope, a place of tikvah, a place to look forward to. Every Jew in his darkest hours, the Jewish people in their most unspeakably difficult moments, in the depths of the Shoah, sung of Yerushalayim and thought of Yerushalayim. People who never even came near Yerushalayim envisioned Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim remained the central image for the Jew throughout all of his diaspora. This is what Yerushalayim is to us. How difficult it is to hear in these days, in this particular time in history, that there are other nations of the world who have designs upon all of Yerushalayim or upon part of it. In no other religion is Yerushalayim as central as it is to us. Yerushalayim is not merely a city. It is not merely a sacred city. It is a concept. It is a vital concept. It is the center of our existence. It is the eye of the universe. Without Yerushalayim, there is no Yahadus. Without Yerushalayim, there is no Torah. Ki mitzion teitzei sora, udvar Hashem mirushalayim. Without Yerushalayim, there is no holiness. As Yeshaya Novi says, v'hoyo hanishor b'tzion, v'hanosor b'Yerushalayim kadosh yeomer lo. That he who remains in Zion, he who sticks to Yerushalayim faithfully, kadosh yeomer lo, of him it can be said, he is holy. More than that, more than Torah issuing forth from Yerushalayim, more than Kedusha, holiness, issuing forth from Yerushalayim, life itself issues forth from Yerushalayim. Kol ha-kosuv l'chayim b'Yerushalayim, Yeshayahu Hanavi continues in that pasuk, Yeshayah Vav. All who are inscribed in life are inscribed in life to Yerushalayim. How then do we look forward to Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is our line. Yerushalayim is our unity. Yerushalayim is our hope. There's a beautiful halacha which the Rama records in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, of course, is that day when we focus on Yerushalayim, when we realize how we have lost Yerushalayim, when we focus on the images of the destroyed people of Yerushalayim, the destroyed flowers of Yerushalayim cut down before their time. When we speak of the destroyed Eitzim Va'avonim, of the destroyed structure of Yerushalayim, the destroyed walls, the destroyed palaces, the destroyed homes. Tisha B'Av is the time when we recite that most beautiful of poems by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, in which he says, Tzion, Tzion, halo tishali l'shlom asiroyach. When he realizes how Tzion, desolate, destroyed, abandoned, rejected, alone as she is, still is concerned with the well-being of those who are imprisoned in the nations, among the nations of the world, while she stands alone as that almona, as that widow. But the Rama says in Shulchan Aruch that every recital of Kinos on Tisha B'Av must end on a note of Nechama, must end on a note of consolation. And so when we say Kinos on Tisha B'Av, we end with Psukim of Nechama, Psukim which speak of Yerushalayim, and which speak of the fact that Yerushalayim will rejoice. Sisi Yerushalayim, Giluba, all the words of joy, all the words of Sasam v'Simcha, Rina, Gila, Ditza, Chedva, all of these words are words which are directed toward Yerushalayim, because it is only in Yerushalayim that one can have that true Simcha, which is a harmony of Yira and Shalom, of fear of God and peace with man, of Binyan and Smicha, of building and of growth, of that utter harmony of the Ir Shechurba Lo Yachtav. So that this year on Yom Yerushalayim, on Chof Ches Iyar, when we celebrate 30 years since Yerushalayim has been recaptured, we do not celebrate the recapturing of a political capital. We do not celebrate out of nationalistic feelings. We do not celebrate even for reasons of politics and economics, military conquest and history. Quite the contrary. We celebrate because we hope that we can build Yerushalayim and build a city which will be an Ir Shechurba Lo Yachtov, an Ir which will connect us, a city which will connect us, Jew to Jew and Jew to God. May that time come hastily in our generation, in our times, and may we be privileged to see Yerushalayim remain the capital, the spiritual capital of Am Yisrael forevermore.